3, 2, 1. Mental gymnastics are taking center stage as both sides in the Ukrainian conflict spin text and photographs to prove their side is right and righteous. But of course, it is the media that are actually managing the various perceptions we're encountering. During the American Civil War, there was a very real fear that Confederate forces would attack and occupy the nation's capital. And how did people learn of the impending attack? Through a new technology called the telegraph. But then, once people got the news, a strange thing happened. Citizens of every description took to rooftops and hillsides to watch the Battle of Bull Run. And as they ate their picnic lunches, they saw and heard that battles may sound heroic and sanitary in the news stories, sagas, and songs, but the reality was vastly different. In fact, governments found battle images so disturbing, they began to take steps to keep the horrors of war away from the general public, and even from the politicians ultimately responsible for prosecuting wars. So, realistic news from battlefields in World War I and World War II were kept away from the public. In fact, it was some 18 months after Pearl Harbor that pictures were finally released. Jump ahead to Vietnam, and the relatively new developments in broadcasting brought the war into our living rooms. While people were eating their dinners, pictures of body bags and flag-draped coffins were flickering across their television screens. By the end of the last century, real combat looked like video games as laser-guided weapons dashed across computer screens to silently explode in a green vision-enhanced cloud, with not a body in sight. So, as we watch the new images of war come across traditional and social media, perhaps we need to ask if the perception in our heads is matching the reality on the ground. I'm Larry Burris.